Now we've got a treat for you now in the Big Sports Breakfast, courtesy of the Nine Network. He played 319 games for the Storm, 31 Origins for Queensland, 30 Tests for the Kangaroos. Billy Slater, how are you?
Yeah, morning, Rizzo. I'm well, thank you.
Hey, great to speak to you. Now, 2 years retired now. You're the same age, of course, as Cameron Smith this week. Surely you felt at some stage like putting the boots on again?
My mind did. My body had other thoughts, but an amazing achievement, isn't it? I can't believe he's still going around and still performing at that sort of level. It just shows you the durability and competitiveness that he has in his game, and he'll go down as one of our greats.
Billy, Michael Clarke, great to speak to you, buddy. Have you had a chance to speak to Cameron? He made a comment yesterday in his press conference that he's spoken to a number of his mates that have retired, and that made it pretty clear that they sort of woke up one morning and just knew it was time to go. I'm just curious, is one of those people you?
Yeah, good mates with him, Clarko. He's such a humble guy that he genuinely doesn't really know whether he wants to retire just yet. You're a long time retired, and as you know, mate, once your body goes, it goes. So there's no having a year off and then changing your mind. Mm. So I have had those conversations with Cam, and it's a really tough decision for him because he's getting to the age where he knows it's coming to an end, but. Is this year the last one? I'm not too sure. I think he's just enjoying what he's doing, and he wants to give him and his team the best chance of winning this premiership and then make a decision off the back of that.
Billy, do you think if Melbourne do win this GF, that might actually answer the question for him? It might be one of those things that's taken out of his hands and he just goes with, you know, what's happening with the momentum in the time and the current situation?
Well, he has indicated that before. He said in the past that, holding the trophy up at the end of this year will certainly have an impact on his decision. To be honest, what happens next year? Let's not forget the Melbourne Storm. They're trying to win this premiership out of a suitcase. They've lived away from home for 5 months. They've played two home games all season. It's an incredible achievement for this group of people. And Cameron Smith is a very family orientated person, and he's been away from his family for a lot of this season. So I'm sure if things continued in this fashion next year, that would impact his decision as well.
Yeah, he's been such a remarkable player to play as many NRL games as he has. No one's ever done that before, 430. He's obviously played, 50 test matches and, 50 State of Origins, and will go down as one of the greats. But you mentioned, Bill, about Melbourne's achievement so far. What is it about the Storm that they're able to continue to replace players and continue to be a threat and a title hope every year?
Yeah, Loz, I think it all starts at the top, mate. It starts with your leadership, and you've got Craig Bellamy leading the football department along with Frank Panisi. You've got Cameron Smith leading the players, and that just filters down. They develop their players really well, the Melbourne Storm. So when young players come into the team, they're ready to go, and they're developed as good as anyone, and their standards don't drop. That's the other thing that isn't talked about is windows of opportunity or this is our time to win a premiership or rebuilding or anything like that. Craig Bellamy, that doesn't come into his mindset. He's all about that year, and we do as much as and good as we can for whatever we have in our squad. And it's an amazing achievement. This is their fourth grand final in 5 years. They've made six preliminary finals in a row. I think it's 10 grand finals in the last 23 years. That's unbelievable stats in this game that is all about equalising the competition. So they've done a great job.
Bill, what about the Panthers? They've had an exceptional year, 17 in a row. From your perspective, who knows Melbourne so well, what do they need to get spot on to beat Melbourne in this grand final?
They need to start good, Clarkey. They've had an incredible year, but one thing that they don't have is experience. And And I thought that that showed a little bit in the preliminary final where they started a little bit nervous. They didn't play their football. I know it was more dewy conditions than the Storm Raiders game, but you have a look at the Storm's opening 10 to 15 minutes. They just exploded out of the blocks and they used the football, and all of a sudden the Raiders were 24 points down. And if the Panthers go into the grand final with that mindset of just completing their sets, all of a sudden the Melbourne Storm will be attacking them like they haven't been attacked before. So that's probably their downfall, but they've got some exciting players. They get Viliami Kikau back on the left-hand side of the field, and he's just like a truck on that side of the field. And, you know, just exciting young players like Luai and To'o and Crichton and these young, talented Panthers that have all come through together and all had success in the lower grades. I don't think confidence will be an issue for them, but just that those nerves on that big stage might just be their Achilles heel if they don't relax the shoulders and play footy.
When I watch the Melbourne Storm play, Bill, I love Ryan Papenhuyzen and the way he goes about it. And there's glimpses of you in his play. Have you had much to do with him? And what have you made of the rise of Ryan Papenhuyzen?
Yeah, I've had everything to do with him, Loz. It's all me, mate.
I'll tell you what, he plays like you. Not as good, though.
I'll tell you what, he's a great young man. He's from Sydney. He grew up in Sydney playing for the West Tigers. The Melbourne Storm picked him up. And ever since he's come to the club, he's had a really good attitude and work ethic. And we saw that when he debuted for the club last year. He came in off the bench and showed his toughness and his willingness just to do anything for the team, played in the middle of the field. And now he's got his opportunity to play in his preferred position. I really like the development of his game this year. Last year, he was an out-and-out try scorer. And now he's developed a passing game. He creates opportunities for other players around him. And he's just been an excitement machine this year. So he's going to be one to watch. I'm sure the Panthers will be doing their homework on Ryan Papenhuyzen because he's got elite speed, and that's one thing that you can't coach.
How much of a point to prove does Cameron Munster have after his unhappy night a couple of years ago in the GF?
I'm sure it'll be in the back of his mind. The last time he was on this stage, he didn't have a happy night, found himself in the Simbin, I think, was it twice? So, yeah, look, he'd be disappointed. I know how much Cameron Munster loves his footy and loves to perform on those big stages, and he has done that on multiple occasions on Grand Final Day in 2017 and also for Queensland in the Origin. But, yeah, look, everyone has those tough moments, and he's unfortunately had it on the big stage on Grand Final Day. So I'm sure personally he'll want to have a better occasion this Sunday night.
Why do you think Melbourne will win, Bill?
I think their experience will help them. I think their defence is first class. Craig Bellamy, Craig, he's a defensive orientated person, and he'll have the team working really hard in that part of the game. And just their attention to detail around their shape. Like I mentioned before, the first 10 to 15 minutes of that Canberra preliminary final, their attention to detail around their shape was first class. Like that's as good as they've played. And they've timed their run to perfection this year, which the Roosters have done over the last two seasons. So they're all pluses in Melbourne getting a victory for me on Sunday.
Yeah, when I look at this Melbourne Storm side, I like to look at the bench, and whether Nelson starts or Finucane starts, you've just got three big forwards that just run hard, tackle hard, effort players that'll just give you so much impact from the bench. How important in today's game, Bill, is it to have that 17-man contributing?
Oh, it's hugely important, and it's a strategy around when to put them on as well. I noticed Brandon Smith, his leg speed when he came on the field last week was noticeable, and that's one thing that you want to do when you're a bench player is be noticed when you get out there, make that energy change, because after 20 minutes, you know, your team is starting to taper off a little bit, and they need that boost, and Brandon Smith, he's just that sort of player to bring on the field and just creates that leg speed.
Now, I just realised as well, Loz, you and Billy, massive rivals when the Racing League kicks off.
Yes, we are.
Huge rivals.
We're going to give it to those Queenslanders.
Well,
you might be in front. You got me when you were playing as well, Bill. You used to hammer New South Wales all the time. But no, at the Racing League, yeah, looking forward to that. So hopefully the New South Wales Tycoons will be
Isn't it a great concept, Loz?
Sensational.
Like micro-ownership, like in racing, like a lot of people just would never have thought they would have an opportunity to own a racehorse, but this gives everyone an opportunity to be involved in a racehorse, not just one, but six racehorses. You get all the emails and go to the races like an owner, and just creates a great interest. And it's probably one thing that we've realised through this COVID-19 dilemma, that we need sport. We need interest away from our general lives and our occupation. And yeah, this is one area that can give it to you.
Yeah, love it. Billy and Loz, of course, ambassadors for the Racing League, trl.net to get involved there. Got to ask you, Billy, before you go, we know you love your racing, of course. You got any tips for us for the weekend? The listeners have the pen and pads out, so and no pressure as well. You'll get slammed if they don't win, but, you know, we expect absolute success here, but what do you got for us?
Only certainties here, mate. probably one of my favourite race days of the year, the Cox played. It's at Moonee Valley, it's a real tight circuit, and I suppose that's got to come into the calculations. But I like Armoury. It's an overseas galloper, and Aidan O'Brien's camp have come out during the week and said it's coming into this Cox Plate with better form lines than their 2014 winner Adelaide. So I backed Adelaide that day, so I've got a soft spot for that stallion. And Armoury for me, if it's anything like Adelaide, which they're indicating that that'll do me.
Yeah, they're pretty confident, aren't they, the Coolmore team. Billy, it's been great to have you on the program this morning. Of course, the NRL Grand Final is live on the Nine Network Sunday night. Enjoy the game and thanks so much.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.